poured that up, and he measured every bit of it, poured up in half a bushel. And he had him a measure and a barrel over there, and he'd dip out his part of it and pour it in the barrel, you know. And
so if you know money, it was just, he'd keep out some.
That's right.
I see.
He'd toll corn. I never did see him pay.
Right.
I never did see him pay money.
And then he could sell that to people in town.
Yeah. Use it himself or sell it to people in town. Yeah.
What were things that your mother would make out of the corn meal?
Well, I don't remember too many things. Of course, she always made hominy, you know, out of whole corn, you know, always. We do that, yeah, me and my wife. She always made hominy out of corn. Take ashes, you know, and cook it in ashes, and that takes the husk, you know, and all that cleans that all up, you know, and wash. Of course, it takes lots of washing. And some uses lye now, you know, to clean the corn. I like the ashes the best, but.
Did she bake anything out of the cornmeal?
Don't remember, just bread, just that's all I remember her baking much out of. Of course, her baking, most of that was out of flour, you know. I don't remember her baking anything much out of meal.
Did you ever hear of corn dodgers?
Yeah, I've heard, I don't know, my wife, she cooks something here every once in a while now. I don't know whether that'd be called corn dodgers or not, but she just makes that meal up. I guess it's got some flour in it, I know, but it's mostly meal. And she fries, you know, in a skillet, just fries that. They're real good. That little old granddaughter over there, when she thinks Mama's gonna have some of that, she comes down here for supper.
I see.
She likes that. She likes to put butter on them, and while they're hot, and pour syrup on them, you know.
I see.
And eat them.
Did she ever make any corn dumplings that she put in with greens or?
No, I don't remember. Uh-huh. Don't remember making any.
How about mush? Did you ever? Eat mush?
Yeah, we eat mush. My wife's mother, they lived right out there. She'd in the wintertime, she'd make mush just every few days. Just them two then, her and my dad-in-law. And that's what they'd have for supper. Sweet milk and mush, that's what they wanted, you know. Sweet milk and mush. And she'd make a big lot of that mush.
To ask you some other questions about food that you had as a boy. How did you make much out of milk? Did you ever have any of that thick sour milk?
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk or milk that would get pretty thick, like a clabber.
We'd take milk, you know, clabber milk, and of course we didn't have no way of refrigerating anything. We had an old spring where I was born, and his concrete, and it had a trough down there, and this water run out of the spring run down through that trough. Well, that trough had a lid on it, it set butter and milk and stuff in that, and there'd be about an inch of water. It's in there all the time, and had a hole down there. And that'd keep that cool, you know, but that's about all the refrigeration we had.
Did you call that a dairy, or?
I don't know what they called it. I just don't know.
So it would be a good system.
Yeah, it was a good system, but we'd take that clabber milk and pour it in something like a flour sack. You know, we got flour then, it was all 24 and 48 pound sacks of flour. And it's real thin material, you know. It was pretty good material, but it was thin. And after they had laundered and all the letters and everything, well, it was clean. Well,